Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Well, we won't ask Paul Hamilton that question. We know not to do that. But we do like to talk about games that have already happened. And this last one I missed, because I was sitting here with you talking about the Bills game that was finishing up, Bills and the Jets, when the Sabres were winning in St. Louis 4-2 on Sunday afternoon, their third straight. I did catch a lot of the Chicago game last Friday night, which was a romp. And this game, Paul, Happy New Year, first of all, by the way, Paul.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. This game read like the Sabres were kind of badly outplayed. Is that an overstatement?
Yeah, in certain parts of the game they were. There's definitely, you know how Lindy Ruff says all the time, they have to find a way with your B game. That's what good teams do. You don't always have your A game, and they definitely were on their B game, and they definitely needed their goaltender. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen stole them a game, 35 saves on 37 shots. They had averaged only 21 shots against in the three games before that. St. Louis at 15 in the first period.
Chicago took a long time to get its first.
Last week. So it was a lot different the way they were playing. But it was Luukkonen number one. And number two, they badly beat St. Louis in the special teams battle, which they don't often win either. And, you know, first the power play. They came up the ice fast a couple of times. Entered the zone fast. That's how Tage Thompson scored in the middle of the ice. Who better than, you know, when you're entering the zone fast and backing off the D to have coming down the middle and Tage Thompson. And then they gained the zone. And, Quinn finds Zucker in front for a power play goal. So you score the two power play goals. They had the penalty problem again, Mike. They had four penalties. They gave up four power plays in the first 31 minutes of the game. But Luukkonen stood his ground. You know how they say sometimes your goalie has to be your best penalty killer. He was. They showed desperation. They blocked a lot of shots while they were killing penalties. And St. Louis went 0-for-4 on the power play. So that's why they won the game, getting great goaltending and winning the special teams battle. But defensively, no, it wasn't as good as it had been the three games before that.
I think it might have been last Monday before the Islanders game. One of the games last week, Ruff was talking about, before a game, he was talking about, you know, changing things up on the power play. And he cut a reporter off who was talking about getting the puck back to the point. He's like, don't even do that. He said something like, just come off the walls, try to create chaos. This is not an exact quote. But do you remember what?
Close.
Okay. Are we seeing that? Like, is that working? Is that how this is improving here with these two goals on Sunday, for example?
The second goal after they gained the zone and backed the Blues off with speed, Quinn was on the wall, the left wing wall. And he found Zucker in the middle, and Zucker was fairly open and whipped it home. So, yes, they did do that. And they do have power play goals in three of their last four games, going 4-for-10. So it has gotten a little bit better for them. And their penalty killing in the last three is 6-for-6. That's what we were talking about when they won 7-of-9. They had the best penalty kill in those nine games, and they were fourth on the power play. And since then, it all went tumbling down where their special teams were not good, and they went 13 games without a win. And now their special teams are better. They've won three in a row for the fourth time this year. Fourth time they're going to go for four in a row. Have been unsuccessful in the first three.
Uh-oh. That'll be tonight in Dallas. It's, you know, it's going to take a while, Paul, before this kind of thing shows in the standings, as you know, and it hasn't really shown yet. 45 games left. They might need to win 30. Like, do they have the kind of team that is capable of something like that?
Well, Joe did the math, and he said they basically have to go on a points percentage of 667 to get to 90. I think he said 92.
Yeah.
So that's a tall ask for this team. That hasn't won four in a row since January of 2023. That was, by the way, was a five-game winning streak, but that's the last time they also won four. So they haven't done it in 2 years. If they're going to be on a 667 pace, they're probably going to have to win 7 to 10 games in a row. Good teams do that, by the way. I mean, it's not like that's never done. It's actually done a lot, but not by this team. So it – you know, we have not seen that consistency from this team to be able to pull off something like that in so long, especially with this group, it's, you know, they've won three in a row and they're still in last place in the Eastern Conference.
For whatever reason, was it 2 years ago, Paul, two or three, when the Sabres just like won all their games at Western Conference teams? Mm-hmm. And I've got them at, what, 5-0 this year? After the win in St. Louis, they won in Chicago early, L.A., Anaheim, San Jose, and then St. Louis. That's their only five road games out west, and here come three more this week, Dallas, Colorado, and Vegas. I mean, I'm not the type to associate things over seasons like this. Maybe it's a coincidence, or maybe there's something about getting away that relaxes them and brings out their best.
Yeah, and they, you know, even at home, you know, they had those two losses to the Los Angeles Kings and the Minnesota Wild, but they badly outplayed both those teams and ran into a hot goaltender. They've beaten Dallas at home, St. Louis at home. Vancouver was an overtime loss at home, so they did get a point out of that. Colorado, we all know what happened there. And Winnipeg was an overtime loss. And they lost to Utah. So it's gone on at home. It hasn't gone as well as it did in the beginning. But, yes, on the road, it seems like they've done very well. And I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, they played a very good game in Dallas and won. And I just don't remember if it was last mm-hmm. year or the year before.
It was two seasons ago that I'm thinking of where they just, like, would – their record was insanely good. For a team that misses the playoffs, they won, like, 10-2-1 or something. I'm not going to count them all here, but it was two seasons ago, the year they just missed. What should we expect tonight? What's the latest with injuries and the lineup, as far as you know?
Well, you know, listening to Lindy Ruff this morning with Jeremy and Joe, Darlene has, you know, said, I feel great type of thing, but, you know, Ruff says otherwise. It's not that he's bad or regressed, but there's still a little bit there, which is why they gave him yesterday off from practice. Not that he's going to miss the game, not that it's anywhere near as bad as it was, but Darlene kind of made it sound like it's gone, and it's not. So, you know, he did say Darlene's going to be dealing with things, as is the way he put it when he talked about it. But it sounds like he's fine because he's been playing at a high level since he's been back from injury. He's been playing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he got the second star of the week. Yesterday, I think that was, because he's playing so well. So it's just now managing it. It's good, but it managed to keep it where it is and make sure it doesn't get any worse. Of course, Greenway really is their only injury. He's the long-term injury, and everybody else is fine. They had Obey Cabell sick, and so he didn't play the last game.
Winter Classic in about half an hour. It always looks good, you know. It's not new anymore. Now it's tucked in on a Tuesday afternoon, not even the holiday. Okay, but it always looks good. And if you get nostalgic about the old ballparks and stadiums where they've hosted most of these Winter Classics, today looks like it would probably feel good.
I can't tell you how much I enjoyed, and I was freezing in some of them, but I've done four of them. And especially doing the very first one here in the stadium. And it was like, that's fine, the Sabres lost, but you know, being down at the glass, there was only one goal by the Sabres. And I wanted to hear that noise come down from the stands, you know. And yeah, I felt bad for the fans that they only got to cheer for one goal and then one shootout goal. It's like, if you're going to lose 5-4, where you got to cheer for some goals. But the ice was just so bad. They learned a lot from the ice in that one. And then, of course, I did the one at Citi Field in New York where the wind chill, my teeth were chattering by the third period, but I still enjoyed it. It's still one of my favorite things that I've done in my career is doing those. Of course, the one up in Hamilton. So it's just been so much fun to be a part of them. I said four. I guess I've only done three. I've really enjoyed it and would look forward. Well, Gary Bettman's already said there'll be another one here once there's a new stadium.
Which is in 2 years at the soonest anyway. Yep. One gold in that premier edition of the Winter Classic and my wife missed it. So it wasn't back from the bathroom in time to start the second period.
Oh, you're kidding.
To see Brian Campbell tie the game.
What was it like to be in the stands?
It was wonderful.
Cold?
No, it wasn't. I don't remember it being cold. I just remember being in love with it. Mm-hmm. And Bulldog and I went across all the way around to do the post-game show from the booth, and that was just surreal. I think he's also said, I've said it, that it was my favorite day ever in there.
No, me too.
You know,
I just love doing it.
It was important. It felt important, special. Buffalo was special. The weather was perfect for, you know, who we are and what they wanted that day to look like, I think. And, you know, they lost, but still a great day. All right, that's coming up. Blues and Blackhawks from Wrigley, Sabres and Stars from Dallas at 8, the Steve Foley Law pregame show. Paul and Brian, I assume, tonight.
Yep.
I'll be long gone by then, Paul. Yeah, I couldn't. 7 o'clock. Come on. you'll do a great job. Thanks for your time today. Happy New Year once again.
Happy New Year. Take care.
Ross Tucker coming up at 5. That's always great. I want to say one more thing about Paul, but I want to make sure that I word it correctly. You know, you don't want to have an opportunity like this go by and just not do a good job. Paul Hamilton's appearance on WJR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Happy New Year to you. I'm Mike Shope. Ross Tucker in less than 20 minutes. This is WGR.